How great a parent was I. I look at how my children raised their children. Well, I have one child, so it's not too great a difficulty. And my child has one child. And he hasn't planned on having any others just yet. He's still 21. So, my son got a divorce after 5 years, and then his wife took the kid and raised him. And so I really don't know how my son raised his son. But I kind of think that they didn't have too much to do with him. But when I look at my grandson and I see him in relation to my family, my sisters, they just dearly love him. When I see him relative to money, I think he needed a little training. When I see him relative to responsibility, I think he needs a little training and a few other things like that. But yet on the job, he is a most profoundly desired employee when he works for these companies, including when he worked for my son. And they respected him, and he learned quickly, and he did the work that was asked of him. But he wanted 4 o'clock to come around, or 5 o'clock, whatever it was, because then it was time to play. And then he'd run outside, and he'd take his go-kart, and he'd zoom around. He'd take his little electric carts and run them around and take the kayak and go down to the ocean and paddle around. You know, he couldn't wait for the recreation time, which is just fine. But in that, he doesn't have the dedication that my son has. My son, whenever he would take on a project, there was no night or day. He just worked on the project and enjoyed it thoroughly. And he was a very great entrepreneurial spirit. Mark would fly the airplane and take pictures of people's houses and then come down and sell the pictures to the people. Say, here's a picture of your house. Oh, you know. And how many people go take pictures of people's houses, you know? Not very many. He used my camera, my film, my printing room, my gas for the airplane, and our plane, you know. And good for him. I was glad to see him be entrepreneurial. But you look at other parents. Now, I said to a lady today, I said, your son is just doing what you expect of him. You told him for 3 years to clean up his room and he hasn't done it. Now, obviously you're not training him right. You're not training him right. If I have a dog and the dog is 3 years old and he doesn't know how to do his potty outside the house, I haven't done my job. If I have a dog and I haven't trained him to heel, and he doesn't heal, it's not the dog's part. Otherwise, he would have his degree and his stethoscope, and he would be going on his rounds. Right? What did I just say?
The dog would be having a stethoscope and going on his rounds. He was a doctor. Hmm? He was a doctor.
Yes, 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 he was a doctor. He's a medical doctor. There's a cartoon in the Saturday Evening Post about that. But it's charming what you can do. Now, how great a parent was I? I look at how my children raise their children. I don't have too much to talk about, but I can look at Ellen's. I know how Ellen was raised, and I know the strictness with which she was raised, and I know the latitude she gave to her children, and that Alias gave to the children, to do virtually anything they wanted to do. There was very little control over the kids, very little telling them that they had to do this or that, and they just naturally were orderly because the Putzfrau would put it away if they didn't. And if the Putzfrau put things away, they couldn't find it, so they put it away themselves, right? Mm-hmm. They kept their house orderly, and they kept their rooms orderly, mostly. And so then when they got married, I haven't really looked at Diego's house, but Mariela's house is a reasonably balanced house with 5 kids and a husband, and to keep the house as orderly as she does there is an amazing feat. Of course, she is a full-time mother. and a full-time housewife, doing the work full-time. That's her job, is to keep the house up and keep the kids up and have fun and be herself. Now, what she does do is she does not let anything bother her. She is able to see the kids all playing and do this, and she sits down, reads a book, and she's perfectly content. The noise of the children doesn't disturb her. Now, this is something perhaps Ellen had taught her, because Ellen wanted to do what she wanted to do, and she'd sit down and do it, and she wouldn't even know if the kids were in the house or out of the house, because she was doing her thing. Maybe not. Were you that kind of a mother? You went off to play your tennis.
Only when the kids were at school.
Well, now, what does it mean at school? Away at school or at high school?
No, when they were in school.
In their school hours?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. And when did you do the housework?
Well, I did help.
You know, we come off the Putzfrau and the Bugelfrau. You know what a Bugelfrau is?
No. Cook?
No, a Bugelfrau is one who boogles your clothes, who irons your clothes. I thought it was a charming word, Bugelfrau. And you know, huh? Please?
Bugelfrau.
Say it again.
Bugelfrau.
Bugelfrau. What did I say?
Bugelfrau.
Ah, yeah. And do you know what a Putzfrau is?
It's like a housemaid.
Yeah. Why is she called a Putzfrau?
So she puts things away.
No. That'd be a good one. But it's because she's dirty. You see, Putz is dirt. She's a dirt frau. She's a dust frau.
Clean.
Schmutz?
No,
clean.
Putz. A cleaning woman.
Putz is a cleaning. Well, I know it's a cleaning woman, but I thought Putz was dirty.
And that's Schmutz.
Schmutz. Okay, she was a Schmutz frau. I've been thinking of that all these years, that she was a Schmutz frau. I thought, that's not a nice thing to call that one. It's just like the Krankenhaus, you know, the house of the sick. But it's really wonderful. It's really wonderful. Again, I look at my sister and how she was raised, and then I look at her kids, how they're raised, and I look at her kids' kids, how they're raised, and there's no comparison. No comparison. Because we came out of a generation of total manipulation and control by our parents, where we were told to behave and be good, and if we weren't, we were spanked. And we were spanked.
Yes.
And that was a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Because you knew when you reached the limit. Now you don't. You know when you reach the limit by the decimal of the shouting, and that's a terrible way to do it. But then with my son, I think I spanked him once or twice in his whole life. And he really didn't need it. But once or twice he did some dumb stuff. And he didn't appreciate that he did it. And I had to encourage him to understand that. But I doubt if he's ever laid a hand on his son. And I doubt if Ramona, his first wife, ever laid a hand on the kid. And I can well imagine he could have created laying a hand on him quite often. Because he's like some of the kids, like the saint. He's off doing his own thing without consideration for the family. And that's not acceptable. So, how are your kids?
Excellent.
Yes, I know. And how are your sister's kids?
Excellent.
How are they raised? Does your sister raise them like she was raised?
No.
You have more than one kid?
One.
Andrian.
Yeah.
And I think he's not a fair example.
Probably not.
Because he is a very unique person.
Mm-hmm.
I think nobody could raise him. People could love him and teach him, but nobody could raise him. He raises himself.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he raises his mother and father sometimes too. And his auntie.
On higher levels.
Yeah, on higher levels. Yeah. Well, even on the level they're on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had to teach you how to put him to bed at night. He says, I'm going to bed.
Right.
And you're not used to having a child say that to you.
I've never heard a child say
that. A child always says, I want to stay up later. Yeah. So when one says, I want to go to bed, you sick or something, kid? But it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's really wonderful. So we all have the opportunity to look at it. And Sylvia, you look at your sister and brothers and how they raise their kids. And did your sister have any kids? How many?
Four.
How old are they?
How old are the grandmother?
40, 50, 60?
No, they are around 40.
About the same age as Mark, huh? Mark is going on 50, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I must say the kids in my family, they are all exceptional.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way an aunt should feel.
It's just special. Very, mm-hmm. very beautiful.
But in what respect do you call them special?
They are very...
specific.
They're loving, you know, considerate.
Well, let's know that other families are that way too. I wouldn't call that very special.
But you know,
it's nice, but not special.
In a special way, it's hard to describe.
Well, if you brought it up, you should be able to describe it. Now, what way are your nieces and nephews special? What way are they different from any other proud parent describing their kids? I mean, surely you can remember something now. Oliver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did Oliver do that was unusual as a child growing up? You see, if these things aren't forefront in your mind, you're sort of manufacturing them. If Oliver did something fantastic, you say, yeah, I remember when Oliver ran in the burning house and brought the people out, or something, you know. Yeah, I remember when Oliver was at his uncle died, right? When Oliver was with his uncle when he was dying, and Oliver said to his uncle, now look, I want you to tell me every step of what you're going through now while you're dying. I mean, I don't get a chance to do this very often, so make sure you tell me and describe it. And, you know, if he were to ask such questions,
well,
he would be exceptional, right?
What I remember is just the talks with him and like with Stefan about the spiritual things. You know?
Stefan is another nephew.
As another nephew who reminds me always a little bit of Andreen. He's very similar, like Andreen, and they have this awareness which just startles you when mm-hmm. they start talking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that has always amazed me.
Well, I suggest that you start making a little book of writing down why your nieces and nephews are unique and outstanding, because when you're giving a talk. It's always nice to talk about your own family because you know them so well. But you won't have to dig into your mind and say, I know they're great, but why? I don't know. Just write it down and figure it out, because then you'll surprise yourself. Because what you'll surprise yourself with is the fact that your mother and father had many of those same virtues and taught many of those same things. This was not unique for those kids or the parents. And that the parents indeed did teach their children what they had learned too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't give our parents credit enough for the excellence of the training that they brought to us. Because each one of our parents, in their own way, moved us in our beautiful path, whatever it may be. I told you the stories about my father saying, pound the nail straight, you know, and go to the workbench and look for that hammer, and we couldn't find it, you know, and things like that. And I have a lot more, but those are so simply said, I use them far too often. But this is it. We learn from our parents, and we pass that on to our children. And my father was a mechanic, a building contractor. He went through eighth grade. He ran a multi-million-dollar business. He kept his own books. He paid his own employees. He kept track of the insurance program. He went on a handshake with all of the people he built houses for and buildings for, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, now, for a man who didn't get to go any further than the eighth grade because of conditions, that's pretty good. And to educate himself as he went along to meet the needs of whatever he had to do, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And to be called an honorable man by everyone he worked with, that's pretty good. So, our parents teach us far more than we realize. And again, here, how great a parent was I? I look at how my children raise their children. And this is a generalized statement. But you look at how Mariella raises her kids and you say, my God, I must have been good. And you look at how Diego raises his kid and you say, they're just a little too skittish with him. You know, they should let him do something, let him be. They're too protective of him. And he'll probably end up being the president of Germany or something, you know, or whatever. I don't know where they have presidents in Europe anymore, but in Switzerland they don't seem to have presidents. But he'll probably end up being the chief director of Siemens or something like that, you know. No, most likely. Some big wig deal where he doesn't do anything, he just takes home the money. And that would be something your son would teach him, mm-hmm. how to take home money, legally. Okay, so it is, and so it always will be. I love you. Nice guy.